Today we have the second in a series of interviews with the teams that are planning on competing in this year's second annual Space Elevator Games. These games, part of NASA's Centennial Challenge, will be held in Las Cruces, New Mexico on October 19th and 20th. For more information about the competition, visit their official website, www.elevator2010.org. In last year's games, the only two climbers to actually make it off the launching pad were the Canadian entries. Today we are talking with the president of one of these Canadian teams. Clayton Ruskowski is the president of Team 104, the University of Saskatchewan Space Design Team, based in Saskatchewan, Canada. Team USST is one of the 20 teams competing in this year's Climber Power Beaming event. Hello, Clayton, and welcome.
Thank you.
So my first question to you is this. Why do you think that the two most successful teams from last year's competition were from Canada? Is it the water up there, or the superior beer, or what?
Well, maybe the beer, no. I think one of the things was that we were university students. I think we were the only two university teams actually at the competition. I know a lot of the teams there were some very smart people in them, but I think maybe just having some tools, you know, with the new computer tools and just all that kind of stuff, and being in the young kind of crowd, maybe that just helped out. I don't know if it necessarily was from Canada that made us, you know, actually have a more successful robot, but I think it was just because maybe we were a little younger and had a little more, maybe newer ideas or something like that.
Well, we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah, it'll probably be different this year.
Yeah, we'll see. On the Elevator 2010 website's homepage, your climber is the one that's pictured. I imagine that must make you and your teammates feel pretty good.
Yeah, we actually, like they said there, it was one of the more appealing robots, but yeah, it felt pretty nice to be actually the one on the front page there. It really makes us feel, you know, proud of what we've done and stuff. So.
Yeah, it's quite a compliment.
Thanks.
So tell us a little bit about your climber. I understand that one of its components in the 2005 competition was a pneumatically actuated bicycle brake. Is this part of this year's climber?
No, it's not actually. We're not allowed to use any stored energy this year. Last year was allowed. It wasn't actually considered stored energy last year, but they've kind of strictened the rules a little more this year. The main reason we used it last year was we didn't have to actually have a mechanical brake as well as a brake to stop it just to top of that, or like on the way down. We just used the pneumatically powered brake to have like a high strength and low strength, so there's two different settings programmed into it. So we thought it would actually save some weight. That way we wouldn't have to have extra components on for having two different brake systems. That was the main reason why we used it. And it worked very well. It just, if it would have had enough power to power the robot, we think it would have performed flawlessly.
Your team was the most successful entry in last year's climber competition. I think you guys made it a full 40 feet up the tether.
Yeah.
What did you and your team learn from last year's competition?
Well, we learned that obviously weight was a big issue. We knew that coming into the competition, but unfortunately we didn't have enough funds to actually build it. Like earlier, we had to order parts that like would normally take, you know, 3 weeks. We had to take, for example, our sprockets were cast iron sprockets. Like, we wanted to use aluminum for all that stuff, but we just didn't have the time. And actually, the night before we left down to California, we put our solar panels together. Like, we got them that night. We stayed up till 6 in the morning putting them on. So that was, a reason why we didn't perform better, was we just didn't have enough time to actually do testing or actually assemble the robot. It was all done. We were pretty much right at the end. But even with that, we still had a successful climb at the very end, which kind of made us all feel pretty good about what we did.
How are you testing your climber now? What kind of test setup do you have?
We haven't actually started any real testing. Like, we've had some small stuff, but we're planning on using kind of something like how Team Centaurus had last year. They had almost like a big treadmill, so that it can stay fixed, but it allows the motors to run, and it's almost like a treadmill is how it works. So that's what we're going to be using for testing this year.
Were you glad that the games were postponed from their originally scheduled date in August to the current dates of October 19th and 20th?
Well, we weren't originally. We wanted to do it in the summer because, unfortunately, the competition's right in the middle of our midterms.
Oh, geez.
And last year when we got back, we had like about a day to study for 5 exams, which is pretty tough. But we actually looked at it. I think it's going to be better this year because we're going to have more time like, we start school on September 1st, so we're going to be able to work with everybody that's, you know, away working right now. And I think it's, now that I look at it, I think it's actually a lot better for our team, even though we're going to have to, you know, scurry to do our homework and that again, but that's just part of it, I guess.
What are you planning on doing with the extra time?
Well, we're going to, right now we're going to be doing lots of fundraising and sponsorship stuff. We're still doing lots of that. We still need a decent amount of money to get some stuff built, but that's the main stuff right now is we're doing some sponsorship, and we got about 8 people around this summer here in Saskatoon that are active and are working, and then the other 15 are all working out of province right now. So that's our goal for the next month or so, and then once we get to some funds together, we're going to start doing some like more model. Like right now, we're doing modeling and stuff on the computer, but we can only do so much. You got to actually, you know, do real work, real world testing and stuff. So.
Do you like your team's chances this year?
Yeah, I really do. I think it's just like some of these little things that you would never have thought of. Kind of think is going to kind of give us an edge, and I think, you know, UDC is going to have a really good chance. So all those teams that competed last year, I think, are going to have a better chance. And say, like, I can't say that for sure, but I just that experience is, you know, it's invaluable to have gone last year. So I do like our chances. I think we're going to have a pretty good shot.
What made your team decide to participate in the Space Elevator Games? I know you've mentioned some stuff about it on your website, but
yeah.
Was it just a fun engineering project to go after, or you guys space junkies, or are you a big fan of the concept of the space elevator, or what?
Actually, I had never heard of the concept until, would have been a year and a half ago now. There's actually a guy called James Pendry who came from the U of A, and he did some work with the Da Vinci Project, and he came to do his schooling here, and he noticed like there's nothing dealing with space. Like, there's a SAE Aero Club, but nothing with actually space, like design, stuff like that. So he started up this club, and the first day there was about 4 of us that showed up. And it grew to about, you know, about 5 or 6 people for the whole year. And that's pretty much how we started. We're all really, you know, interested. We're not so much space junkies. We're just, you know, really interested in the technical aspect of building space, slash, you know, aeronautics, stuff like that. So the 3 of us have our PAS license. Stuff. So, you know, we're all really interested in kind of, you know, have a bit of knowledge in the field. So that was the main reason why we all kind of went into this.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. It's an hour and a half north of Saskatoon here. I grew up on a farm, played hockey all the way up till, you know, I decided to go to school, and then going to my 4th year mechanical engineering, and just always been really interested, you know, pretty much anything scientific, like, you know, but I think space is really, it's still something that's really unknown, so that's kind of why I'm taking my classes and, you know, trying to go towards that kind of stuff. And I thought that this club would really be a way to, you know, to get out into the industry and meet people, meet, you know, just everything and get some experience with that. And I think, like, you know, it's been amazing what we've done in like a year and a half. We've been to the Canadian Space Agency, we've been to NASA, you know, it's just really interesting. But that's, you know, my interest is in space and that stuff, so that's where I'd like to see myself, you know, a couple of years from now. Hopefully, our team does well here in the next couple of years and it can get some more experience that way, you know.
Well, I think so. You certainly have done well in the past, so no reason to think you're not going to continue that.
Yeah, I sure hope so.
Your website talks about your team and your team's vision.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about your teammates?
Well, like Edward Zhang, were you down there last year at the competition?
No, I didn't make it last year, but I will be there this year.
Okay, well, all our teammates are very interested in, not all of them are so much interested in space, but they're just really interested in, like, you know, the unknown of doing something that's never been built before. They're all very, very motivated. Like, we have about, you know, 15 people that are really, really motivated towards this. Like, at U of S, there wasn't, like I said before, there wasn't much dealing with this kind of stuff, so we really grabbed on. We have about 30 people that are now involved, and down the road, like, if we can place this year, I think that would just be really, really good for the school, because it would give the opportunity for students coming up to, you know, to have some money to actually do this and you know, hopefully build on that. And, you know, little kids that we had a couple of displays at the university, and then, you know, they look at it and they're just really amazed, and, you know, that might, you know, help wants to go into engineering someday. So that's kind of like our vision. We want to just really get the public known, like, you know, kind of get known in that, so that the people coming up will be able to take over the roles of, you know, say president, vice president, and keep this club going for years in the future. So
Well, I think that's a very worthwhile thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, any other thoughts you'd like to share with us?
Thanks for giving us this opportunity to have an interview with you. At this point, we're all very active. Like, I know our website wasn't updated there for a couple months, but we're all very busy with our own school stuff. But I wish the other teams luck. But I know we're gonna be really ready for this competition, even though we might not look like we are on our website sometimes. But no, I'm just looking forward to competing and seeing other teams, designs. It was really interesting last year to see what people come up with and stuff. It's amazing how many different stuff people can do with the same project. So. No, just looking forward to competing, and yeah, it's about anything.
Clayton, thanks for taking the time to talk with us today. I wish you and your team the best of luck this year, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at the competition. Okay. For all of you listening out there, please be sure to visit the USST website at www.usask.ca/groups/USST. And you can visit us at the Space Elevator blog at www.spaceelevatorblog.com, where you can get the latest space elevator news. So long, everybody.